Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Your fantasy season doesn't end after your draft. The Fantasy Football Today podcast is going to get you through the season and to a championship. Fantasy Football Today, part of CBS Sports Podcast Network, has episodes every single day. Waiver wire, trade talk, starter sit, mailbags, and more. If you want to win your league, you need to listen to Fantasy Football Today. Follow and listen to Fantasy Football Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All the money raised is going to go to the McGee Women's Research Institute and Foundation to help fight breast cancer. And the CEO is joining us right now. You can see him on our YouTube stream. Michael Anakin on the Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Michael, I'm sure there's been a lot of charitable causes and events you've been a part of. Anything come close to this nipple piercing event?
No. In fact, I had to call down the legal just to make sure we were able to do it. But it appears that everything's okay, and we're going full speed ahead with this.
What was your reaction when our people contacted you and said, hey, we've got a great opportunity for you. We'd like you to be like the recipient charity of this event.
Well, first of all, I was very grateful. Second of all, I'm a fan of the show, so I understand your prognostication skills and the lack thereof. So I thought to myself, well, I mean, his loss is our gain in this case.
Michael, how long have you been with McGee? And can you tell people who are like, okay, I get what the name here is and I kind of get the basics, just how much work is done by the Research Institute and Foundation and how much help it provides to people, to women in the area?
Yeah, for sure. So I've been here 9 years, and you know, we do everything from research in pregnancy and early human development all the way through diseases of aging like cancer, pelvic floor issues, heart disease, and really everything in between, all the benign gynecology, all the fertility and infertility, all the infectious disease. So we really span the entire lifespan of a woman. And we're not just doing work for women here in Western Pennsylvania, but the work we do actually translates all across the globe because we are the largest research institute in the world that's focused specifically on women's health and reproductive biology.
Wow, that's incredible. I've termed this like money that goes to fight breast cancer, because there's a lot of different umbrellas or layers to that. There's breast cancer research, there's breast cancer care. There's dealing with, you know, families that are affected by that. So that's how I've broadly kind of described it, Michael. The people that are going to be cool enough to show up and donate money for this cause, can you tell them where it's going to go?
Yeah, for sure. So this actually is going to go to our Breast Cancer Research and Education Fund, cool, which is a broad-based fund that allows us to support all of those things that you just mentioned. So in other words, instead of going for one specific project, like for instance, we have a breast cancer vaccine in clinical trials right now in phase 2.
Wow.
But instead of going for a specific project like that, it's a broad-based fund that actually gets voted on by the doctors every quarter. And the dollars that are in that fund then get spent on what's most important or most needed at the time.
Can you put into perspective for people, Michael, just all this research, just how much it's improved outcomes in situations where people have breast cancer, just the level of advancement that has been made, you know, even past 15 years? It seems like every year you hear about, oh yeah, a lot of people still get cancer, obviously, but also the treatments are just incredible, it seems like, nowadays. Like the amount of knowledge that has been acquired because of things like what you guys do and the funds that are raised staggers me when I think about it.
Yeah, you know, I think it's easy to put it in perspective when I put it in perspective like this. When I got here 9 years ago, they were very specific about never using the word cure because we can't cure breast cancer. We could extend the life, we could put it into remission, we could do lots of things, but we can't cure it. Now we're seeing cure rates, right? So our survival rates have gone up significantly. The impact of the treatments is much less invasive than it used to be. Mm-hmm. It's actually much better for the human at the other end of those treatments. And at the same time, it's much more effective at getting rid of the disease or knocking it into submission for longer periods of time than it ever has been. So in the last 10 years, we've significantly made an impact in beating up breast cancer.
When I predicted the Steelers to beat the Bengals, did you think I was going to be right about that, Michael? What was your thought on?
I did.
You did.
I'll remind you, he predicted 38-3.
Yes,
Michael.
I did.
Yeah, well, he had a lot more high hopes for our defense than I think they had for themselves on that night. But, you know, at the end of the day, unfortunately, I'm a lot like you. I thought for sure we were coming away with a victory there. But, you know, it's been a rough couple of weeks for us.
Yeah. I just want to stress, too, Michael, I know you said you're a fan of the show. I'm sure you've been busy today, so probably didn't hear this. But just how fortuitous this ultimately is for McGee. Andrew is in an actual pick'em pool with about 500,000 people for the NFL this year. ESPN's got a pick'em pool. About 500,000 people are in it. It's just NFL, pick with the spreads. That's it. He is currently in 46th place. He is picking games correctly at an astonishing rate. And yet, he made one prediction so awful that it is going to benefit McGee. Yeah. I just think that that's like one of those things that was meant to be.
I agree.
Oh, I completely agree. I mean, look, hey, I've loved how you've turned this lemon into lemonade for us. And I'm so appreciative of your willingness to do that. And unfortunately, I'm going to New York tomorrow to report on that breast cancer vaccine to the Breast Cancer Research Foundation, who funded it. And actually, we've had 20 women go through that trial, and the data is already beginning to show some success. Well, we're very, very hopeful. That report's going to be a very positive report. So I won't be able to be there to see this, but I am a little bummed out about that because I think it's going to be a great night, and I appreciate the energy that you're bringing.
Oh, there's going to be video. Don't
yeah, Michael,
you worry.
We'll get that
sure
the right hands.
Video is going to find its way to you. I promise you that.
Michael Anakin from the McGee Research Institute. Michael, thank you so much. I'm honored to be pairing up with you guys for this great event tomorrow. Thank you.
Thank you, Pony. I appreciate you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Your fantasy season doesn't end after your draft. The Fantasy Football Today podcast is going to get you through the season and to a championship. Fantasy Football Today, part of CBS Sports Podcast Network, has episodes every single day. Waiver wire, trade talk, starter sit, mailbags, and more. If you want to win your league, you need to listen to Fantasy Football Today. Follow and listen to Fantasy Football Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.